You're listening to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life, the podcast where we are becoming the best versions of ourselves, rich in all areas of our lives, not just our bank accounts. I'm Alicia Ward. I'm your host on this journey to create a life rich with fulfillment, health, and mental wealth. In each episode, we'll share insights, we'll share lessons, and we'll share practical tips to empower you on your own path to a rich and meaningful existence. Please make sure to check the show notes for all links and all sponsors, and please subscribe and leave us a review. Thanks for listening. Before we get to today's episode, I just want to thank our sponsors. First of all, Mindful Meds. I can't say enough good things about this company. I have been taking Mindful Meds supplements, both that include psilocybin for microdosing and the ones that do not, for since this company was born, honestly. And they help with your overall health, your mental health, anxiety, addiction issues. There's so many things that microdosing can help you with. So I really encourage you to check the show notes, go to the link, check out the website, learn more about it, message them on Instagram if you want. All the information is linked for you there, as well as a code for a discount if you decide to try Mindful Meds out.
What's up? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Happy to have you here this week. I hope it's going well for you. Life updates for me. Spent last weekend with my family in Banff, which was really nice. Love being in the mountains, love spending time with my family. I've been battling kind of a back injury, shoulder injury, nerves, like into my arm that I seriously have been in chronic pain for like the last month, but I finally feel like it's better now. I'm like, okay, I did enough chiro and acupuncture to try and get through that, but isn't that brutal? And then it had me going down the rabbit hole of like listening to podcasts and stuff about how like pain in our body can also mean other things. So yeah, that was a whole journey and a half, but I'm finally feeling better from the pain. But I think because of the time of the year, you know, it's February, a little bit of that seasonal depression, haven't been doing a lot. I mean, Banff was amazing, but then you get back home into your routine, you're kind of like, blah. I haven't been feeling my best, honestly, the last couple of weeks. So this week really focused on getting back to my best self. I am so bad for when I'm not feeling my best, making excuses to not do the things that will help me feel better, like going to the gym, working out. And I will snack a lot on food that maybe isn't the best for me, you know, like the sweets I've been craving. So really focus back in on my health, like as of now. It doesn't help when you're a woman and there's certain weeks of every month that all you want to do is fucking eat chocolate. So if you're a lady listening, you know what that's all about. But yeah, otherwise life's been really good. Showing up consistently, working on the business. I have a ton of creativity flowing through and ideas, but I am very ADHD. So when I get so many ideas and so much creativity, it can almost have like a shutdown effect on me. Instead of like getting one thing at a time done, I can almost have the opposite effect where I won't get anything done, or I'll start a bunch of things and not follow through with them. And then I'll have a bunch of like partially finished projects. So really working on, you know, recognizing that squirrel brain, I like to call it. I've been taking obviously Mindful Meds. I take the 50 milligram microdose that will help with that, but also the lion's mane and the turkey tail I have been finding to help me focus. And also just getting out of the house, getting out of my house and going and working at a cafe when there's no other distractions. Some might be like, well, there's a ton of distractions because you're in a busy cafe and that's all you can hear. But the truth for me is I just put on my noise canceling headphones and I can focus so much better than when I'm at home. It's like, the dogs are there. I want to give them love. I want to let them outside, or there's dishes to do, or I want to make a snack or whatever. An Amazon package shows up. So being aware of how you work best. And for the ladies, becoming aware of your cycle and how you can work with your cycle, because there's certain weeks of the month that you just don't want to do anything. Let's be real. So if you really take advantage of the weeks, like the week, 10 days following your period, that's when you're going to have the most energy. You're going to want to show up more. You're going to want to be social more. Just becoming aware, because awareness is the first step to change. You know this. You know that I preach about this. If you've been listening to the podcast, you're not new here, and this is not new news to you. So this actually fits really well with the podcast topic today that I want to talk about, which is endocrine disruptors. Because when I was in Banff this weekend, you know, having a conversation with my sister and her husband, we got onto this topic, and, you know, then my sister's Googling it, and she's like, oh my God, I didn't even like think about this stuff. And it made me realize that, again, if you're not surrounded by anyone having the conversation, or you're not listening to maybe the right podcast or consuming the right content, you don't have a fucking clue about stuff like this, the endocrine disruptors. Now, I've consumed so much content and continue to that I am aware of this stuff, and I have been. But then sometimes when something becomes second nature to us, we forget that there's so many other people out there who haven't even had it as a thought in their mind. You know what I mean? And this isn't just for something like this. This goes for everything, you know, especially for in my realm of business, when it comes to teaching people about social media and marketing and stuff. It's like, yeah, to me, making a reel, let's say, for example, might seem so super easy. But to somebody, the average person who has only gone on Instagram and post, you know, for personal reasons, or maybe they posted like one photo, they don't actually understand how Instagram works and how the algorithm works and how reels even work. They may not even know where you go to post a reel, you know? And that is what I have to remember. And so just as like as an example for you in your life, there might be things in your life that you do or that you talk about when it comes to whatever that you think is just, you know, basic common knowledge for everybody. But the truth is that it's not. Everybody is busy. Everybody has stress. Everybody's got shit going on. Everybody's got a routine. So they don't necessarily have the time or the resources or the tools or the right people to go and like learn a bit. So that's why like having conversations with people that aren't just surface level and actually getting into the things that you're learning about or you're passionate about or you just heard about can spark conversations that can actually have a really positive impact on somebody's life. Hence podcasting in general. Hence me sharing on my story in general. It's like, yeah, sometimes I spit a lot of random stuff that maybe a lot of you know about, but maybe there's one of you out there that hears something that I say and it has a really big impact on your life in some shape, way, or form. And that's all I ask for with my content. It's like, I don't fucking care if I help thousands of people. Obviously, I want to help thousands of people, but as long as just one person gets value from it, then that is enough for the effort that it takes for me to put this out there, put myself out there. And that's where you need to start with anything. Like if you're starting a or if you're thinking of starting a business or a podcast or an Instagram page where you're giving value, remember that you don't need to know everything. You just need to literally be one step ahead of someone who's listening to you or watching your content to teach them something. One step. That's it. So anyways, long story long, when my sister started researching, you know, endocrine disruptors and stuff, and we started having a deeper conversation about it, I was like, you know, I should podcast about this because there's probably a lot of you who haven't necessarily been introduced to it or even started or even like looked into it, let's say. And it's not right or wrong or bad or good. It just is. And awareness is the first step to change. So once you become aware of these things, it's like that whole thing. Like once you hear it or see it, you can't unsee it. Once you start to become aware of something like an endocrine disruptor, it'll be set in your mind and you'll take it into consideration more, which can change your fucking life. And no, it doesn't mean that you go after this podcast episode and you get rid of fucking every endocrine disruptor that you have in your house. That's just not realistic, you know? It's being aware of it and then slowly making changes to change, because we all want to feel good. We all want to feel our best. We want to wake up. We want to feel motivated. We want to have enough energy to go to the gym. You want to have enough energy to do all the fucking things that you have to do, which is a lot, especially if you're a mother, you know, or you have kids or you're working full time and you're being a mom full time. Like or I guess I'm gonna be part-time or whatever. Like, you're fucking busy and you're tired, and then you're waking up some days and you're feeling like absolute garbage. I mean, I'm like that too. And so I have started really becoming aware of, okay, well, I feel really drained today. First thing when I woke up, like, what is it that I'm lacking? Or did I take my supplements yesterday? Or did I go work out? Did I do the things that helped me feel alive? Or was I just a lazy piece of shit? And honestly, I was such a lazy piece of shit the last 2 days. So there's that. But today I'm like, okay, I'm going back to the gym. And I'm getting outside and I'm doing the things that make me fucking feel good. But anyways, to the endocrine disruptors, this is something that it's like a slow process. You know, this is a whole part of you know, if you go back to episode 135 of mine called Read the Labels, when I'm talking about like how much of a difference it can make in your life if you actually just start reading the labels of the food that you're buying and not just reading the nutritional label, because obviously that's good. But if you don't know what you're looking at, it doesn't really matter. Or we've been trained to look at the wrong things. What's up? Are you struggling to understand social media? Just the basics of it, how it works, how the whole digital industry works? Do you have a business or a brand that you want to expand and scale, but you have no idea how to build an email list, what platforms you might use, and how you would even start a new Instagram account and get followers in general? I can help you. I have a course for just that. It's going to teach you the basics of everything you need to know around social media, branding, email marketing, anything digital that you don't know about. This is the course for you. It is going to help you, and it's going to teach you what you need to know so you can start a brand new Instagram account and grow, or brand an idea that you have, or just get your business out into the social media world, and also start building that email list, which is one of the key foundational things to any business or brand. If you don't have an email list being built, then one day you are really going to regret that. So let's not. Check the link in the show notes for the Simply Passive course and learn more. See if it's the right fit for you. But then I read a book called The Mood Cure, which I'll link in the show notes. It was very eye-opening for me. I don't know if I think I heard about the book on someone's Instagram story or in a podcast. It's just something I knew. My advice is, if you ever, like, if someone ever brings up a book, like if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're like, oh, I should get that book, just quickly go on Amazon and buy it right now and like read the book. Because if you have a little nudge, then it's for the right reason. I read that book and it really changed my mindset around not eating meat, because I was just like desperate to feel better, like have a good mood, be not a bitch. You know, and I think women get labeled as crazy or whatever so much because our hormones can be all over the map based on our cycles, based on the time of the month it is for us, but also because of things like birth control that we're taking. Yeah, and then maybe they make us a little crazy. They mess up our mood, but we're not crazy for no reason. Like, there are things that are going on. If you're not able to regulate, this goes for women and men, if you're not able to like regulate your emotions on a general day-to-day basis and the smallest things are making you upset, then you have to start looking at your surroundings, your environment, and other things, right? What is your diet? How are you eating? What are you supplementing? Are you sleeping right? How are your relationships? Like, what is going on that could also be impacting you? And now let's circle back to the endocrine disruptors, okay? Now, what are endocrine disruptors? What is endocrine? You probably don't know, so I'm going to go to trusty the interwebs here too, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a professional in this. This is just things that I have learned and that I am aware of so that I can hopefully keep myself feeling my best as much of the time as I can, okay? So endocrine disrupting chemicals are known as EDCs, and they're natural or human-made chemicals that may mimic, block, or interfere with the body's hormones, okay, which are part of the endocrine system. So everyone has the endocrine system. These chemicals are associated with a wide array of health issues. The endocrine system. Endocrine glands distributed throughout the body produce the hormones that act as signaling molecules after release into the circulatory system. If I could read today.
The human body is dependent on hormones for a healthy endocrine system, which controls many biological processes like normal growth, fertility, and reproduction. Hormones act in extremely small amounts, and minor disruptions in those levels may cause significant developmental and biological effects. So, you know, endocrine disruptors are found in many everyday products, okay? And this is what we're going to talk about, and this is what I want you to start becoming aware of. Cosmetics, makeup is a huge one. I don't know if you know, but there is a lot of heavy metals being found in our everyday makeup and skincare products, you guys. So what I wanted to tell you, something that you can start doing right now, is there's an app and it's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. Get this app and play with it. Next time you go shopping for skincare products, you're scanning fucking dish soap, cleaning products, makeup products, like lotions for your skin, start using this app. It'll blow your mind. No joke. Last time I went shopping, I went to Shoppers. I was getting like lotion, dish soap. I was getting all these things. Hand soap. You guys, I was using Yuka and the product, everything's greenwashed, meaning people use marketing and branding to make you think that something is good for you when it is not. Okay. So for example, Method soap, I thought was a good product. I like the branding. I like how it looks. I was buying it. For some reason, I was brainwashed by its greenwashing, thinking that it was good. I scanned it with the Yuka app. It got zero out of 100 on the non-toxic scale. Zero. Okay, and this is a prime example of something that I thought was good. Now, do this with lotions. I've done the same thing. I purchased lotions and figured that they were good just by me reading the label, scanned it with this app. It's like fucking 5 out of 100. And I'm like, it is insane. So just use this app. There was literally one lotion I found in the Shoppers Drug Mart aisle that was like decent enough for me to actually buy. Of course, it was more expensive, but it's like, but what's more important? You don't want to be rubbing lotion on your body every single day. Your body's largest organ, and it absorbs absolutely everything that you put on it. So lotions and makeup and perfumes, like, you need to keep this in mind, okay? So get that app. Anyways, cosmetics, food and beverage packaging, we're talking plastics, okay? Toys, pesticides. Endocrine disruptors are in things like, you buy a new mattress, it has actual flame retardant in it, because I don't know why they still do this, but people used to smoke a lot in the foam, obviously. So people don't want people, I don't know if this is the only reason why they did it, but like everybody used to smoke and everybody used to smoke in the home. And, you know, people fall asleep with cigarettes in their hand. They probably fucking died or burnt their house down because it lit their mattress on fire. I don't really know, but why are we putting flame retardants still in our mattresses that we're sleeping on all night and breathing that in? Okay, we need to start to become aware of it, because your kids are doing that too. And like, when you're having these hormone imbalances, that it's going to look like a million different things that just seem normal in everyone's day-to-day life, like mood issues, like I said, or acne or whatever, and your kids acting out and all these things. Like, we need to just become aware. Awareness is key, right? So obviously it can seem overwhelming, because it's endocrine disruptors and toxins are everywhere around us, no matter what. And I know, for one, you know, in 2024, my biggest resolution was to go toxin-free as much as possible. So that means I'm using Yuka. I'm buying the lotion that scores higher in Yuka. I'm buying clean makeup. I'm, you know, rinsing my, like, soaking all my fruit and veg. I'm never eating something that's like not washed. And I have this, you can go to the link for my Amazon store in the show notes. I have like a powder I put in the water and I soak my veggies in there for like an hour after I buy them. Organic or not, I don't care. I'm like, I'm washing them. And cleaning products, you know, I'm cleaning with water and vinegar now instead of buying the super toxic floor cleaner. You have a toxic floor cleaner, your animals are on that. Your kids are crawling around on that. Not good. And then your diet's going to be huge too. I mean, I personally, everybody's different. And I've been a vegetarian for years. And I know that I had a lot of mood issues, skin issues. and I could not lose the fat around my stomach. I couldn't, didn't matter how much I worked out or whatever. And as soon as I read the Mood Cure and changed my diet and started incorporating meat back into my life, I felt pretty much immediate relief mentally. And then my body got, I was in great shape. There was other things happening. You know, I was working out really hard and I was kind of going through a tough time. So I wasn't eating a ton. I was stressed, but I was also working out a ton. But I was also eating meat. Primarily, I wasn't going to eat much in a day, but I was going to make sure I was eating the protein. So I personally believe that prioritizing protein and healthy fats in your diet is so important. Now, some people can do animal-based products and stuff, and this is all going to be different to each person. But just, again, circling back, education is the best thing that you can do for yourself. Learning. There is so much available for you to learn through podcasts, books, audiobooks, conversations with people, following certain people on Instagram and stuff. Like, you can find the information that you need. You just need to be willing to like consume it and let it like digest and learn and then apply, like make some changes in your life. How do you know how much it'll impact you? You know, nothing's set in stone. We can all get so glued to the way that things are instead of being open to change. And I mean, change is beautiful and change is life, and change can be the best thing that ever happens to you. And it happens on all different, you know, parts of the scale. There's small changes we can make that have big impact, and there's big changes that we can make that have big impact to you, but change in general, okay? I just want you to be coming aware of the endocrine system and do some of your own research on this and start looking in. Now, I want to give some things that you can do today to start really becoming aware of endocrine disruptors in your life and changes that you can make right now today. First of all, if you have any of those fucking Glad liquid air fresheners plugged into the wall, get rid of them. Honestly, get rid of them. One of the worst endocrine disruptors is fragrance, fake fragrance. So think fake fragrance in lotions, fake fragrance. Yes, perfume. Unfortunately, I have beautiful, very expensive perfumes that I fucking don't even want to use now because whenever I wear them, I can feel what it does. It fucks up my sinuses. It gives me a headache. You know, I don't like it. I did just get a beautiful perfume from the farmer's market. It has like 4 ingredients in it. It smells really good, and they're good ingredients, right? It smells really good. And so here's another thing that you can do right now is get that Yucca app, and then you can actually search perfume, and it'll bring up perfumes that come up. You can search different makeup. So last time I was buying lip liner, randomly I just looked up lip liners, and it showed me, you know, the brands that had better for me lip liners are like my face primer. I was using one that was super toxic, and then I found one that was way cheaper that actually scored way higher in the Yucca app. So starting to get into the habit of using this Yucca app and just educating yourself about what's good and bad will have massive changes on your life. But get rid of those air fresheners, seriously. Don't buy the fucking air fresheners too. That shit will give you a headache immediately. Also, like, I know it's tough, but dryer sheets and that fake scented smell that you have in there, bad. I have switched this year to natural laundry detergent, which I love. And then I don't use dryer sheets anymore. My clothes are more staticky for sure, but I'm not wearing fucking fake fragrance through my clothes and breathing that in all day and having that on my skin and having that absorb into my skin as well. Okay, So makeup, go clean, you know, use cleaner beauty products. Use these apps that can help you decipher through what is really clean and what's not. The greenwashing, people trying to make you think that something is good for you when it's not, is very common and not good. So go clean as much as you can. That means like pay attention to your cleaning products, your makeup, your skincare. Like, let's start replacing what you've used in the past if it's not good with something that is better for you, because we can just be creatures of habit. Maybe you've been using the same fucking foundation for 20 years and you've never even thought to check it. And then you check it in the Yucca app and you realize it's been tested and it has a ton of heavy metals in it. And you've been battling, you know, mood issues and bad skin, and you have no fucking clue why. Well, that could be one of the culprits, or is most likely. You know what I mean? Candles, guys, again, back to the fragrance and the fake smells. Having candles from like Bath and Body Works or whatever, so bad for you. Don't do it. I know that natural candle, me and my big sister were talking about this too. Natural candles, they cost so much more money, like retarded amounts, like $40 for a candle. But I mean, honestly, if you really like your candles and you want to go that way, you want to go that route, beeswax is going to be your best bet. Soy is okay, but soy is also going to be processed. And then, I don't know, it's hard to get away. It's hard to find any fragrance that's not an endocrine disruptor. So, I mean, you can get the candles that are like beeswax and they have more natural items used for scents. And I mean, you just got to keep this in mind. You're not going to be perfect today and changing this out, but think about it more. Next time you go to buy that Glad fragrance plug-in thing, just don't. Buy some incense maybe to make your house smell better, or just, I don't know, just don't. I mean, once you become aware of this, when you smell that kind of shit, it'll probably have a worse reaction than it ever did on you. Like if I walk into a house now that's packed with a bunch of fake scents, like with the Glad air fresheners and stuff, like I'll immediately feel it in my head, feel foggy, probably get some mood issues. And so don't like that. Like you want clean air as much as you want clean makeup, as much as you want clean food, you know, this is all connected. Plastics, what our food is coming in, what you're heating your food up in, what you're leaving your water in, you know, go stainless steel instead of leaving it sit in plastics. That's going to have a ton of endocrine disruptors. And then obviously food, what we're ingesting, if it's like the pesticides, the dyes in it. You're not just thinking about yourself too. You're thinking about your kids. If you have them, you know, what foods are they eating? That red dye shit that's in basically all the candy is proven to be so terrible, especially for children and on their moods and how are they acting. So, you know, awareness is the first step to change. And this goes for everything. And I just want you to become more aware in life of how you feel or how maybe the people around you are acting and being and showing up. And instead of just being like, oh, what the fuck, you know, like, what's wrong with them? Or like, what, I'm broken. I've always dealt with these mood issues. I'm just broken. This is just the way that I am. No, stop and become aware of what you could be consuming or having in your life that is causing these problems. Because you're not designed and you're not here on this earth to feel like shit, to have mood issues, to be like freaking out on your kids. And if you know you're actively trying to be healthy through exercise and, you know, for the most part what you're eating, but yet you're still battling issues with your mood, your skin or whatever, and your kids are maybe like, become more aware of what they're consuming, and not only via what they're eating, what they're putting on their body, what they're consuming through YouTube and you, what you're consuming through Instagram, social media, you know, how does it make you feel? Get rid of the things that lower your vibration. Get rid of the things that make you feel like shit. You know, we all want that quick pleasure. And this is the world that we live in when it comes to, you know, you can order food immediately and get it to your door. Anything you want to watch, you can stream it off the internet. These like quick pleasure points that we can get, but we can't be sacrificing our long-term health for that. Or if you're going to eat that shit food and you know, you need to at least be aware that there's a price that you're going to pay for it. Okay. I just want you to become aware. If you're buying that candle, just know and just be aware and pay attention to if you feel like shit after you burn it for an hour. Just pay attention. Maybe you don't. And that's totally fine. Everyone is different. I just wanted to do this episode because if you are dealing with things in your life, like your mood or whatever, and you're like, I don't know why I don't fucking feel my best, then start paying attention to these other things too. Where could there be endocrine disruptors that are fucking with your hormones, which is fucking up with your quality of life in general? We can supplement all we want, but if we're not also paying attention to these other things, then you're probably fucking just wasting your money, essentially. You know what I mean? These small things like endocrine disruptors can have a big fucking impact because You know, let's go back to that foundation you've been using for 20 years that's packed with heavy metals. You're putting that on your face almost every day, and you've been doing that for how long? So the compound effect of that can be drastic, okay? So you might be like, oh, it's just a little bit of heavy metals in my makeup, and I only wear makeup every other day. But how long have you been doing that for? Okay. And just becoming aware and making small changes in our lives will have the biggest impact, and it'll just kind of change who you are. You'll start to have different habits. You'll start to think differently. You'll start to read the labels more. And, you know, like I said, you can't just make all these fucking changes at once, but awareness is key to change. So I know that just you being here listening to this episode, if you still are, puts you, you know, gets the wheels turning for that change to happen, okay? Anyways, that's this week's episode. I hope you enjoy. Don't forget to go to the show notes and check out any links there. Anything I speak about in episodes will be in those show notes and more. All right, love you so much. Just talk to you next week. Thanks for listening and being a subscriber to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life. Your support means so much to me. Don't forget to check the show notes for any and all links. You never know what you're going to find there. It can be different every single time. And again, don't forget to drop us a review. It helps the podcast so much. I do this for free. So that means the world to me. We'll catch you next week in another episode.